Blackstone Audio presents Who Knows Tomorrow? A Memoir of Finding Family Among the Lost Children of Africa by Lisa Lovett Smith. This book is read by Kate Redding. This book is dedicated to my mother, Margot, who dared to dream of a different existence from the one she was born into, whose bravery, tenacity, and uncompromising honesty I have happily inherited. I wrote this book for my five children. Sabrina, her love made me into a mother, and the injustices done to her made me into a warrior. Fatima, who like me cares for other people more than she does herself, and finds herself in the process. Mensa, who has looked after me more than any other man on earth, and saved me time and time again, particularly from myself. Beliratu, my little fighter, an inspiration who turned her life around with sheer willpower, the Lulu, our Lulu. Ernest, my naughty little Buddha, 12-year-old poet and philosopher, our family's resident wise man and teacher. I love you so much. You are my whole life. But don't be satisfied with stories, how things have gone with others. Unfold your own myth, without complicated explanation, so everyone will understand the passage we have opened you. Rumi. This is a work of non-fiction. I have changed the names of some individuals and modified identifying features, including physical descriptions and occupations, in order to preserve their anonymity. Occasionally, timelines have been compressed in order to further preserve privacy and to maintain narrative flow. The goal in all cases was to protect people's privacy without damaging the integrity of the story. Prologue. The complicated thing about living in the African bush is water, or rather the lack of it. Sure, there was a stream, but it was in a snake-prone bamboo grove, and the local fetish priest had bewitched the water so that it killed dogs, or so everybody in the village believed, and I wasn't about to chance it. Fortunately, we actually had piped, honest-to-goodness government of Ghana water, which was bloody unbelievable, considering we lived 3 miles from the nearest settlement on the main road. So somehow, we got our own tap.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?